Dr. Nick Coatsworth, infectious disease physician. Nice to speak to you again, Doctor.
G'day, Ed. How are you all?
Good.
Frightened.
We need to know what our panic level should be. Yeah. Out of 100, what should our panic level be about this, Dr. Nick?
Whatever it is at the moment, just dial it back until we get some more information. And that's really what it's all about. It's very early at the moment. There are some encouraging signs about Omicron. There's also some worrying signs. But it's certainly nothing that anyone needs to panic about at the moment.
What are the things that might make us feel a bit better, and what are the things that might make us not feel so good? You talk about the signs. Can you give us a couple of them?
Yes. So this spike protein, which attaches to our cells and our lungs, that's got over 30 mutations in the new Omicron variant. And it's the mutations that we worry might make the virus fitter, transmit easier, or even escape the vaccine and make the vaccine less effective. So that's the most worrying thing.
Yeah.
But really, that's all we've got to go on at the moment, because nothing is sort of playing out in real life yet, except that it seems to be spreading a bit quicker in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, the couple of people who tested positive to it came from South Africa. They were traveling. Yeah. So they were asymptomatic, though. Dr. Nick, I was online last night. Asymptomatic, the word was trending. So I clicked on that. And there's a number of what seemed like reputable doctors saying that if you're asymptomatic, you're either less likely to transmit it or you don't transmit it.
It's harder, Hughie. It's harder to transmit, because if you're say you're sitting next to someone on a plane, or a row two in front, three behind, something like that, and the asymptomatic person is just sitting there breathing away, then they're obviously not coughing, spluttering, sneezing. And if you're not propelling large amounts of virus into the air, then it's true that you're less likely to transmit. You can still acquire it off someone who's asymptomatic, but the contact has to be a lot closer and more prolonged.
So it's a lot less likely, or has there been a study done on it, or do you know?
No studies. It is less likely, but the most protection, obviously, is if that asymptomatic person is vaccinated. And the people around them who are the exposed people are vaccinated, then it becomes really unlikely to transmit. Actual fact, COVID's really hard to transmit in an aircraft. We've definitely proven that. It's just not that easy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting with there's two people on this flight from, from I think Doha. So if no one else on that flight ends up with that, with this new variant.
Omicron.
Well, no, that's a little study, isn't it, because they're on the flight for many hours with those people.
Yeah, that's right. One other thing that I think is important to point out is that for all the things that could be bad about Omicron, so we're worried that it might escape the vaccine immunity or it might be more severe. On the other side of the ledger, if Omicron is more infectious but less severe, you actually want it in your community. You actually want it to replace Delta. So that's a really interesting thing that we've got to find out at
the
moment
point.
As well.
Just tell us again the way you said that, because it's been said a million different times. Omicron seems to be common use. How did you pronounce it again, Doctor?
I was going Omicron on the weekend.
Omicron, yeah.
I'm feeling more Omicron today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
It doesn't deserve the respect of its name said well anyway.
That's right.
There's one more, just on the schools that have been sort of affected by, COVID everywhere. So we had a lad stay with us on the weekend who just recovered from COVID. So it's great to see the kids recovering well when they get COVID in general, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's a very mild disease in children, particularly those children that don't have any other medical conditions. And of course, for those kids that do have medical conditions, there's going to be a vaccine right around the corner for the 5 to 11-year-olds. But I think even for unvaccinated children, this is a very, very mild disease.
Ooh, that's relieving, isn't it? It's relieving to hear that.